They say,
okay.
Saturday, Wednesday, day.
They say honor the what day and keep it holy, huh?
Honor the Lord's Day, which is Sunday.
Or the other name for it,
the Sabbath.
Ambrose, when you see somebody say in the early part of the day, what would you say to them?
Good morning.
Until
12, and then good afternoon.
Okay, when you leave somebody's house at night,
you say good night.
Would you say anything to anybody any time of day, like any sort of greeting?
Always hello, you know, but mostly by name because you know everybody. Very few people pass each other without saying hello, ain't going out.
Okay.
Everybody knows everybody else.
If on the farm, like your father, or when he was fishing every day, he'd get up before
dawn.
He
used to call it before daybreak.
Or sun.
Before the sun rises, or.
And he worked till.
He used to show heaven at a sign. He worked from camp to camp. You can't see when you go to work and can't see when you come back. In other words, dog both times, you know.
Yeah. That's hard. Okay, well, you say if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you worked until.
Till sunset.
Sunset. Now, you say we were a little late this morning. By the time we got out in the field, the sun had already.
The sun had come up. We always use the word come up. You know, instead of the sun rose, or you know, it's up on it.
Yeah. Or the sun had already rose.
Rose or risen, whatever the proper pronunciation was, you never used.
Yeah. Now, today is Tuesday. Monday was
the day before Tuesday.
Which is, you say, always think of. Don't think of today,
think of yesterday.
Don't think of yesterday.
Think of tomorrow.
Okay. Now, if somebody came to visit you, say, last week, that's the week before last, you'd say he came here...
Last week.
Last Sunday, you'd say, or the Sunday before that, you'd say...
He came here Sunday before last.
Okay. Or Sunday...
A week ago.
Okay. And if he was going to leave, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after, you'd say he's leaving.
Next Sunday.
No, not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that.
Sunday after next.
Okay, or Sunday week.
Sunday a week, that's 10.
Somebody stayed at your house from about the 1st to the 15th. You'd say he stayed about.
Well, you would say the amount of days. He stayed home 15 days, or half a month, or 2 weeks.
Okay. Now, if you want to know the time of day, you'd go up to somebody in the street and you'd ask him.
So what time is it?
He'd pull out
his watch and tell you the time.
Now, if it was midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, he'd say it's...
It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well,
9 a.m.
Why, just to fool you, or?
I don't know, it's good.
Okay, midway between 7 and 8 would be, he'd say...
7:30.
Or half.
Or half past 7, or...
Okay, or 7:15 would be...
Quarter to 8, or quarter after 7, or...
You say the farmers got a good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good crop...
This year.
And if something happened on this day, last year, you say it happened about it... Well, it happened about it, how long ago?
About a year ago, it was this.
Yeah. Did you ever, you know what a fortnight was? Did you ever hear people say that?
I heard
Yeah.
Quotation before.
Right. Okay. Now, count from 10 to 14 for me.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. 19.
20.
25, 26.
27.
Okay. 28, 29.
30.
38, 39.
40.
68, 69.
70.
Now, 10 times 100 is?
1,000.
And if there are a bunch of men standing in line somewhere, you say the man at the head of the line is the first man, right? And then comes the
second,
and then the
third, fourth, fifth, on down the line.
After the fifth, the
sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay.